Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, our radio station. On the net with emergency or priority traffic, please call W2TTT. That was the right answer. Okay, very good. Well, gentlemen and ladies, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Berkeley Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net meets weekly on a frequency of 146.955. The Chestnut Ridge Radio Club repeater, located in Alpine, New Jersey. We hope that you will join me next night with the conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural phenomena that support those things, the activities that we do in the hobby, the things we've done, the things we like to do. Pretty much you can bring up any topic you want. It can range from how do I do this simple thing that I don't know how to do, to how do I do something that's really complex, or how does this really complex thing work? Does it work? You can pretty much talk about anything you want. We have a wonderfully diverse hobby of amateur radio, and we hope that you'll participate in the net tonight. So we check in a little differently. We check in with your call sign, your name, and then we indicate one or a combination of up to three things. Whether you have a question, comment, or questions or comments, and whether or not you have a swap or shop or sale item. And the other thing you can say none of the above. That's fine too. So why would you want to check in if it's none of the above? We want you to check in if it's none of the above because we might want to know how to steer the conversation. We want to make it interesting to you. We may know something about you or want to learn something about you related to the topic that somebody else brings up. Well, we can't do that if we don't know if you're there. So please check in whether or not your title or anything client to ask a question, comment, and provide a for sale or swap item. Okay, so the way this is going to work, we're going to start with the call sign group that begins with the letter A for Alpha. Please indicate whether you have a question, comment, sale or swap item, or all of the above, or some of the above, and none of the above. Good call. Okay, nothing heard on the Alpha. How about the November? We'll start with November tonight. Good call.
K2VAR. This is Stuart, November 1, STU. Over.
Good evening, Stuart. Got you in there. And do you have questions or comments for the next tonight?
Yeah, I have a comment later. Listen, how am I coming in? Over.
You sound great, Stuart. No problem whatsoever. So if you sound for a comment, no problem. Are there any other November stations? Over. Now let's go to the Whiskey 2. The Whiskey 2 is over.
K2VAR. Here is W2CH, Ray and White Plains, none of the above. Good evening.
Good evening, Ray. Very good. Any other whiskey?
PK, Don with a question.
Gotcha, Don with a question. WPKK, got you. Any other whiskey?
WE2R, Charlie with no questions or comments.
Okay, very good. Good evening, Charlie. Any other whiskey?
W2LTN, the name is Rick, with a question.
Good evening, Rick. Hope the 40-meter antenna is working out for you and the new radio. Very good. Any other whiskey? Okay, how about Tequila? Oh, wait, somebody was there. Who was that?
I was just off the feet and turned on the radio. This is N2OEL. No questions.
Okay, Noel, no problem. I'm listening on the radio and also transmitting on the Echo, so it's kind of a little odd, but anyway. Very good, no problem. Any of the whiskey? Oh, heck, let's go to Kilos. Any Kilos?
K2EIR, none of the above.
YLAN, White Plains, New York. Questions, no comments. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, good evening, Howie. Good evening, Marilyn. Got you two. Who else? Anybody else? Yeah, Stu, I don't know what happened to your signal board, but you're really weak, so try to improve it, and we'll get back to you. I'll just assume you have something for the national. I'll try to come back to you at some point. But I heard you from the files at the Milford, except for, I think you are. Any other stations checking in the next night? Alrighty. I don't hear anybody else at this point. I don't see anybody on the echo link. So let's get right to it. N1STU, your comment, Mr. Stu. K2BARWTTTT, over.
K2VAR, this is November 1STU. Just a few things. I was with Eugene this afternoon, and he set up the very nice, fine roast beef. I also made a banana cake, and since Noel is on, Noel, what time do you want me to come over to your house? I have all my electric knives and everything ready to carve up that delicious turkey that you'll be making in a bag. Back to Ned.
Actually, I wouldn't have discussed this on the net, what we have phones for, but 5 o'clock. And I actually have to go out in a couple of minutes and buy the bag, because I just checked I was going to prepare everything tonight. I just checked I don't have the turkey bags. Back to net. This is Antonio.
Okay. So I guess I inadvertently intruded on a private party. About to say, wasn't the... You know, I mean, is this a Christmas party for a holiday party for Fairlawn, or is this something else? I think it's something else. But all right, very good. Not a problem. Stuart, you want to make any follow-on comments to Noel about this, over?
This is November 1 STU. This is an open line. Actually, it's for the Fairlawn Club that we're going to have a holiday party. That's all it's about. There's nothing private about it. We talk on the air, everyone can hear about it. I just want people to know that we're going to have a lot of good food there, so don't eat too much at home. Back to net.
Okay, so this is good. So I'm actually not away this weekend, and I can actually attend the Fairlawn holiday party, so I'm going to do that. Can anyone give me some guidance as to what I might need to bring or would like to or should bring over?
N1STU. You can bring a dessert if you want. We're at the senior center, around the corner from the police station. Back to net.
Okay, so we're going to do this at the senior center. That's absolutely fine. I know how to get there. And I've attended these before, but I can only make like one out of four or so of these because of prior commitments usually, but this year I don't have a prior commitment on this weekend, which is excellent. So I will be there with bells on, and I will bring something in the way of a dessert of some sort. I wish I had known earlier. I would have stopped at Red Ribbon and gotten yet one more cake. I bought a cake for a party tomorrow, a cake for my family, and a cake. Looking at a cake for a colleague whose wife is from the Philippines. They have Red Ribbon stores all over the Philippines, and she loves Red Ribbon, but they live in Central Jersey now, so they can't get them. We have a Red Ribbon right here in Bergen Field, otherwise known as the Little Manila of Bergen County, which is a wonderful thing, by the way. I cannot emphasize that enough. All right. With that in mind, anybody else have any final questions or comments about the Fairlawn holiday party tomorrow night? KCBA.
Yeah, that's 2K.
NSTK, good evening, James. I'll check you in. Will you be doing questions, comments, swap and shop, some of the above, none of the above? You have a question about the gathering tomorrow night, et cetera. Over.
Not a whole lot of question. I just went out and did a whole pile of shopping for salad. If we delivered the whole thing, there wouldn't be room for turkey. Anyway, we'll see you there tomorrow evening.
Okay, very fine. No problem. Alrighty, let's see what else. I guess are anything more you want to bring up on this one, Stuart?
Edwin STU. No, nothing about it. Just let people know about it, that's all. Back to Ned.
I'm glad you did. That's wonderful. All right. Let's see. Our next person in the net with a question is comment. I'm not sure which. WQJEK. Don, it's over to you, sir. Get to the AR.
K2KRNet, W2JEK. I've had a couple of occurrences of a problem with my Yaesu FT840. What happens is the liquid crystal diode starts flashing on and off, and at the same time the power light that illuminates the meter, the power meter, S meter, whatever you want to call it, is an actual pilot light, you know, in there, in back of this. It's an actual meter, not a bar graph. Actually, that power lamp goes out, so I'm thinking I might have some kind of a power problem in some part of this setup here. Anybody's had any experience with anything like that? Back to net, W2JEK.
Wow, so the bar graph acts irrationally. Does it fade, or does it not go, is it not indicating correctly? I'm kind of not quite catching what it is that it's not doing right that's alarming you. Over.
All right. The S meter is a regular meter with an actual needle on it, just the old-fashioned meter. And it has an illuminating light in back of it, a power lamp, if you want to call it that. That goes out when this occurs. At the same time, the LCD display, which is next to it, has the frequency and the some of the other information on it. That starts flashing on and off, but you turn the dial, you change the frequency, and you can go from hit the sideband mode and the CW mode, and you'll find that that stuff follows. But none of these buttons that you press on here will do anything for me. I shut the thing down, and I wait a little while, and then it comes back on, and it's all right. Now I've had this thing on for over an hour now, and nothing has happened with it. Now, I don't know what it's a naughty kind of a problem. So I have to see what's going on with it, but so far so good tonight. It's been sitting here for well over an hour. And I actually did some transmitting with it, and not a lot, but it did make a contact. Of course, using 5 watts, but I know I was down on 6 meters last night using it to drive my transferator, and I was talking and looked up and the thing was flashing, and I had this once or twice before, and you know, it calmed itself down, but I don't know, there's a heat problem in there where something opens up temporarily or what.
So it looks to me like it's giving you a negative status after a period of time, intermittently, only on transmit, and all the lights go out. Yeah, I would dare say you got something intermittent, probably thermal related. The only other thing I could think of is if it's voltage related, you might want to throw a voltmeter on the power bus into the radio just to see, you know, what's happening to the voltage when you key down and stay key down, and it's at the point where this starts to occur. Now, you did say that you turn off the radio set a spell, you can come back on, it'll work fine. But you just can't power cycle a radio and make it come back. You have to let it set a bit. So that suggests heat more than anything. It would be worthwhile looking at your power button for starting point to see at the point where you start to experience this negative condition, whether or not there's a reduced voltage on the bus. Over.
Yeah, well, it's not just transmit, Gordon. It's also the receive. I mean, this thing that, and this is in this condition, is not receiving either. So it's just sitting. I guess this is one of these things where you go around with a, have to go in there when it actually happened, have the cover off, and hopefully it'll stay when the cover is off, and you go around with a. I think the trick is take a Q-tip with a little alcohol on it, all on the various components to see which one it is. I guess that's the method in this. I think there's something involved. It's some kind of a power, something in the power setup that provides battery for the pilot lamp, well as something else that's causing this problem. It's symptomatic. I don't think this something's real sophisticated that's running a pilot lamp, if you know what I mean. I think whatever's supplying the, let's say, 3 volts or 5 volts or whatever this pilot lamp requires, there's a feature in there that's causing this to happen.
Yeah, that's okay.
Go ahead, Jim.
I think it's a power problem.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at, over.
I think he needs to, just like turn the power knob up a little bit, out of this QRP mode. It's kind of like, on the phone line when you have a ring, it like welds all the joints back together.
I use it strictly for QRP, Jim. On Monday nights, I run 100 watts on 75 meters on the sideband net.
I am teasing you,
All right, let's be nice to Don. Yeah, Don is known, by the way, to use 1 watt when he wants to go high power. So, you said 100 watts on 75 meters. I know a lot of people who view that as QRP as well, Don.
Well, so far it hasn't happened, and maybe it's gone away. It's one of those things that comes clear. Who knows? Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I'll keep an eye on it. And like I said, it's 0035 Zulu that I put it on, and it's about 2 hours now, almost two hours, and it's still holding fast here. So I guess, well, who knows? Maybe if I start transmitting, it'll do something else. I made one short contact. Well, I have to watch it and see what else is going on. Anyway, thanks for the advice there, and I'll check some of these things out. Back to that, W2JK.
Okay, very good. That's good advice. But, by the way, I just listened to you talk. I can tell you, you worked for, in a CO. There's certain phrases that only telephone people use. I'll just leave it at that. We're going to make that a quiz. If everyone is listening to Don's previous transmission, what was the phrase that he used that was unique to the telephone industry? You can answer anytime you want. But anyway, and Don, you can't answer your own question. Alrighty, any more from you, Don?
No, that's okay. Thank you, Gordon. Back to that, W2JK.
Just a curiosity, do you know what phrase you used? Don't say it, but do you know what phrase you used that I'm picking on?
I'm not sure. I might have used a couple.
Okay, you'll get a chuckle. I won't keep you in suspense. All right, so we'll take a pause here. Does anybody know what phrase Don used relation to describing the situation that he has currently in a, one of his more latter transmissions, not the last one, but the one before. Anybody know what that phrase was? It's unique to the telephone industry. Please call KTBAR, WTTT for your quiz answer. Okay, since nobody knew, the phrase was team clear. That is a phrase that's used with respect to a problem that self-healed, if you will. It was clearly a problem, and it resolved itself, or, if you will, came clear. And the clearance code for that is often CC. Anyway, just thought you'd like to know that. That's used throughout the telephone industry. Just thought you'd like to know. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Don. W2LCN, you had a question. KTBAR, and how's that new radio and antenna working for you?
W2TTT, disconnected.
W2LCN, W2TTT, K2BAR, go ahead, Rick. Alright, we're currently reckless, as opposed to reckless. The other Stuart, why don't you take a shot at it, K2BAR.
KD2, do your beat. Is there any improvement in my transmission? Over.
My God, yes, yes, you're wonderful.
Okay. Okay, my question, I'm working on my J-Pole antenna, and probably finishing it this weekend, mounted in the attic. Is there any concern as far as the length of my coaxial? Because I'm figuring I'm going to need about 20 feet, or maybe if I can get away with 20. And will that, you know, having a handheld, will there be a problem with impedance or what have you? Back to that?
No, it shouldn't be. Sorry about that. It shouldn't be. You should be able to operate just fine. 20, 25 feet of coax, even RG58 is probably tolerable. I don't know if you're using 8X or RG8 or RG214 or, you know, LMR400, I mean, anything like that. But, you know, any coax that is 50 ohm is probably fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to head down to get the KCI or down in West Caldwell Saturday and pick up some and go from there. Back to next.
Stuart, not wanting to save you gas money or deny Gene business, but, you know, you can go over to Advanced Specialties.
All right, I can head over there, too. All right, I'll check out John and... maybe save a little bit of time. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me it's a huge time saver. I mean, on a lot of levels I'd rather go chat with Gene and stuff, but, you know, West Caldwell or Caldwell is a long way off compared to Lodi. It's going to be in Lodi in 15 minutes. So, just a thought. Alrighty. Well, very good. And just for everybody's benefit, what Stuart has is a dual band 2 meter 440 J pole made by Arrow, and it's a clever J pole design. It's a little non traditional, but very, very clever and unbelievably cheap. So cheap that I might actually go buy one. Speaking of which, Stuart, do either Gene or John sell that antenna? Do they have it in stock?
Gee, you know, Gordon, I really can't answer that question because I just said, oh, the heck with it. I grabbed the AES catalog and I said, let me order it. So I didn't investigate it, but if I swing over there, I can let you know. Over.
Oh, I can pretty much tell you by tomorrow anyway. I'll probably check on that thought myself. That's not a bad idea. All right. Very good, but thank you. I have to replace a couple of antennas on my roof that kind of got flattened, so I could use a couple of quick deployment type of 42 meter antennas on the roof, so that might be a good answer for me to go do real quick. We'll see. All right, moving right along. Are there any other stations with questions or comments or want to check into the net? Please call KTBARW2TTT.
82 CMS, I would like to check in. I'm sorry I couldn't get in earlier.
Ah, good evening. KD2 Charlie Mike Sierra, right?
Yeah, I might be making an excursion over to KJI. I just heard you talking about an antenna that you're interested in. I could check on that for you.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great. I mean, Stuart can too, and probably I could by time tomorrow morning. Alrighty. As you see fit. Alright. Not a worry. Excuse me. My. Alrighty. Did you have a question or comment for the net, or additional comment for that?
I'm sorry, I checked in a little bit late. I was adjusting my antenna on the air conditioner before trying a few repeaters, and that's why I didn't get on to the net. Can you hear me okay on the net right now?
About 90% quiet. I didn't get a little hiss on you, but nothing major, and your audio is nice and full, so it sounds great. No problem.
Should be a little bit better now because I raised the power to 5.
I can't explain it, but you actually got noisier and your audio dropped, but whatever. Alrighty. Not a worry. Let's see, who else? Let's try LCN again. Rick, are you back? W2LCN, K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is W2LCN. I am back, and how are you reading me now?
2-5, old man. So how's that 746 Pro and your budget dipole working?
The radio is working, it seems like, extremely well. I've got a lot to learn. This is there's a lot of things here to really get into the HF side of things that I'm just not aware of. I probably need some tutoring to get me up to speed. The first thing I did notice is without entering a PL tone, I didn't get into the repeater very well. So I quickly switched the antenna wire over to my dual band radio and got in, and then noticed that I had never turned the tone on the 746 Pro. But I am enjoying it. Tough to tune it in to find people, though. Any comments, any thoughts on that?
Where are you having trouble finding people?
I am on the 40-meter band, and sometimes I pick up, sounds like a music station off in the distance. I do hear people. It's just I have to do some looking around the band, and then when I find them, it seems like I've really got to fine-tune it. And I don't know if that's the nature of HF, where you know, find a very weak signal and really have to dive into it. But it could be on anything, on 20 meter. I tried to tune the antenna for 80 meter, and I was able to hear things. I haven't tried to broadcast out with it, but it just seems like it may be something that I'm not used to, really digging in deep to find small frequencies. And once I get them dialed in, I think I can hear them. I mean, I can hear them pretty well, but that's about it. I want to know if that's normal.
Yeah, it's very normal. That's very normal. On 40 meters, you're going to hear a lot of signals above 7125 all the way up to 7300. But above 7200, the upper 100 kilohertz of the 40-meter band, at night you share it with 40-meter shortwave broadcasters from other parts of the world. That's probably why you're hearing music and stuff like that.
That sounds to be about right. I still have yet to try and broadcast out. There's really a lot to the radio, and I've had a pretty full week, but you know, I don't want to get into things. It took me forever to figure out that the RF power knob on the front is the output power, because I was trying to figure out why I had no signal going out if I heat up my microphone. And I also found that if you have the VX or VOX on and you tap your microphone, it sounds like something's broken and switching intentionally. So it took me a while to figure out that it wasn't a broken microphone. It would just turn the VOX off. So I have a lot to learn with it. But I'll be getting into it slowly but surely. It's a great radio, though. It's really pretty nice. Back to Nick.
I think for the money, it's the best radio on the market, even though it's discontinued. The fact that it has 2 meters added is just outstanding. And it's a kick-ass radio. I had 2 of them, and as I told you, Rick, when funds allow, I'm going to probably get another one of those rather than a second 7000, just because it's convenient to use. God, is it convenient to use. All right, anybody else have any comments about the 746 Pros, any of the, you know, getting started on HF kind of steps, any recommendations for Rick, things like that? Okay, Rick, real quick, why don't you describe how you have the antenna mounted?
That's a good question. So people are probably going to be like, what are you doing? It sounds like awful. But what I did was I went up about, up the side of my house to about, it's got to be about 22 feet somewhere right at the eave of the house. And I put in a small eye hook. I have the center feed point of the antenna hanging there. And I head to the south and to the north with the two other ends. And I'm about 12 feet off the ground. One end tied to about 12 feet up on a telephone pole. The other one is tied off to the back of my deck. They're both, I've got about a 5-foot piece of string to hold them up. So it's not an inverted V. I don't really know what style it is, but center's about 22 feet. The two ends are facing north and south, and they are about 12, 13 feet off the ground.
This sounds marvelous. It's an NVIS antenna. Near vertical incident scatter antenna. Very nicely done. I'm sure you'll do fine with it. It'll be good out to 1,500 miles on a routine basis, and beyond that on an occasional surprise basis. You'll do great. So congratulations. That's super. Set the auto tuner to on, and you'll be all set as well. Alrighty. Anything else, Rick?
I did want to get to a question. It didn't have to do with the 746, but I ran into a situation. I'd like to throw it out there for, you know, public comment, if you're okay with that question.
Sure, absolutely. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
The question is, I'm over in Bloomingdale, New Jersey, and they have a small search and rescue team that was using Nextel phones. They're trying to get away from that. They've contacted a company that will give them, that will basically go through the FCC paperwork to give them a 450 frequency, and that's going to cost them about $1,000 for that paperwork to be filed. The second thing is they're looking at radios that are, you know, $400 to $500 a piece, and what I suggested was that we look at these Wuxon KGUV3Xs. They are set for the narrow banding. They work on the commercial side or all the way down through the ham radio side of things. But at $149, we could afford to program them in. So I guess the question is, what is the best way to get a frequency for a municipal station to operate their own personal HT for the search and rescue group? It's only about 6 guys. What's the best way to do this, and do we need to spend $1,000 on filing paperwork as opposed to one of us filing the paperwork so that it's done cheaply and more effectively? I just want to know if anybody's got any comments. This is W2LCN.
Boy, that's a great question. Number one, you probably don't want to use UHF. Number two, hold one second.
Connected N2OEL.
All right, there we go. So a couple of things. I honestly believe that the SAR would be better off, especially in a rural environment, on high band. So what you may want to consider is having the using a MIRS frequency with those radios that you mentioned. I wouldn't get the 3, I'd get the 6. It costs another $10 or $20, but for the $1,000 you can buy 6 radios and with double chargers and all sorts of things, or get that kit. The 3 has a kit, but there's also a kit, I think, from cheapam.com with an extra battery and a dual charger and some other stuff. For, I don't know, $150, $160, whatever it is. But I would get the 6 for your application, not the 3, okay?
That sounds very good. I got you on the switching over to the 6. What are your thoughts on getting an FCC frequency? I guess you're talking about on the VHF side as opposed to the UHF side?
I put it on MIRS. I mean, if you want, just get a few radios and be done with it. As a practical matter, I wouldn't go for a licensed service at all. I mean, there's not that much activity up in Bloomingdale and the boonies that our team goes in. You might want to just consider just going on unlicensed service. It doesn't require anything, and also VHF.
Okay, and MERS is the frequency that would allow you to do that. I'm not familiar with it too much. All they're looking to do is get two-way communication back and forth. The nice part about those radios is we can have a channel tasked out to link up with the Pompton Lakes repeater, and that allows them, when they do need to be able to communicate down to Pompton Lakes, they have access to that repeater. But I'm not sure what the MERS radio, what is that frequency they operate on?
There's 5 channels on high band. There are 154.6, 154.57, a couple others. I can get those to you. The other thing is that hold on for a second. I'm sorry, I had somebody picking up somebody, and they're just wailing away at the horn instead of getting out of the car and ringing the doorbell. And it's like, what are you doing? There are people sleeping. It's 9:42 at night. I said, I told the lady, if it's after 6 o'clock at night, get out of the car, ring the doorbell like a civilized human being. And anyway, it's probably somebody's older sister. She just couldn't be bothered. All right, anyway. Here is its high band. It's not required license. It's 2-watt radios. It's probably enough. There are some other frequencies you can use. You can always, I know the people involved in that particular SAR, and I've heard some of their struggles. You might want to give me a phone call. We'll have an offline phone conversation. But in general, for hillsides and mountains and valleys, you don't want to be on UHF. You'd rather be better off on VHF. The other thing is that whether it's the 3 or the 6, they all do high band, they all do UHF, so, and they'll do amateur frequencies too, so you can put all sorts of things in those radios, so I think there's a lot of flexibility that you can benefit from. Over.
Absolutely. What I'll do is I'll send you an email, just shoot it back to me with a landline number, and I'll get in touch with you, because they're trying to do this by January 1st before they lose their money in their budget, but they were using talk-about radios, and you do know the guys that are involved in trying to put this together, because they both spoke pretty highly of you being involved with the Boy Scouts, and when I said, I don't know the right information, but I do know the people who can get it to me, I said, one of the guys, and I started to say, and he said, Gordon? And I said, yes. So they're well aware of who you are, Chris and some of the other guys. They just don't know the best solution, and it looks like we're following the lead of a company that's trying to direct us to the most expensive option, to suck up $5,000 as quickly as possible. But I'll send you an email, and we'll touch base offline and try and come to a resolution. But thank you very much for the information.
Okay, take my number down now, and when the net's over after 10, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, ready to copy?
Go ahead.
201-314-6964. 201-314-6964. 6964. Now we'll talk after the net, or after 10, whichever comes first. Alrighty, let's move us along. By the way, the company is not doing anything unreasonable. The company is doing what a reasonable company would do, but that doesn't mean you have to spend your money with a company trying to do a reasonable amount of business. They have, there are other ways to allocate your resources if you know what you're playing with. For that amount of money, they could buy all sorts of goodies, and they should. If they need to burn through $5,000, I could give them a few ideas, and they can just go off and spend their own money with whoever they want and be done with it. But I can recommend some people where that's, you know, eminently cheaper. Alrighty, so let's see, what else? Anything else from you, Rick, on this one, or should we go on to the next subject? Or do you have another subject?
No, please. A lot of time already. Send it back over to Ned. Thank you very much.
Kristen?
Kristen, I know Bernie and a couple other characters over there. All right, they're good guys. They're unbelievably good guys. All right, let's see. We got a hold of Stuart. We got a Rick. We got Don. We got the other Stuart. Anybody else in the net? Questions, comments, confusions?
W2JEK.
Mr. Don, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about these Chinese radios that work on VHF frequencies, which are not ham frequencies, and they also work on ham frequencies. Is that kind of a radio approved by the FCC with their type acceptance procedures?
That's a great question. Yeah, the radios are Part 90 approved, and therefore, by extension, they can be used in the amateur band. The biggest concern is that you need to meet all the technical parameters. I think you also have to have the ability to lock the front panel once you hand the radio out, such that it can't be programmed from the front panel by the average bear, as it were. And there's ways to do that. So, but fundamentally, yeah, as long as they meet the RF parameters, they usually get Part 90 certification. Pretty much every radio you see on the market today that will, by definition, operate out of band will come with a Part 90 certification, and therefore can be used in these things. In fact, the rumor is that after January 1st, all radios seeking Part 90 and being sold as Part 90 have the narrow banding requirement. It's unclear as to whether or not they're also allowed to be wideband. There was some confusion about that, but I think the answer is yes, but you just can't obviously provision those radios wideband except on the on a frequency that's been either grandfathered or not included in the narrowbanding law that goes into effect January 1. Over.
I understand from what I read in some of the news media, they're supposed to do, they bring the fire and police and all supposed to be narrowband. I know one thing, I'm friends with the former chief of police here in town, and they, a couple years ago, they put in a repeater system, and the biggest problem with it was to get another frequency in that 150 megahertz range, so that they would have a second frequency for that repeater. But I guess the frequencies in that range for that are tight. Of course, these are special frequencies in that room, that whatever you call them, the license-free frequencies. I guess that would be a problem. The only problem is these people who are operating this, they would have to be ham operators if they're going to use some kind of a repeater, a 2-meter repeater, if that's what Vic was talking about. Over.
Right. If they're going to use a repeater, it either has to be, they all have to be hams, or they have to use some sort of commercial repeater. You can use it on GMRS, but the problem with GMRS is that each operator, unless they're the same family, has to have their own GMRS license. And then they could use the GMRS repeater. That's another approach, too. But, there are limitations to what you can find and what's available in the way of repeater pairs in some spectrum. And That's always been true. It will remain true. It ain't gonna. It didn't happen yesterday, and it won't go away tomorrow. I mean, when everybody wants to be in the same 20 megahertz range, well, guess what? You're gonna have problems. But anyway, alrighty, back to you, Doc.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever happens, happens there. And, I can see that, I know, I mean, these radios do get pretty expensive. I mean, something like a Motorola or something would be way off the wall, I would think. I don't have any idea what they would cost, but, all depends on who's got the money and who wants to pay for it. Again, how much are you using it? That's another thing too, how often you use it. I mean, police radios are in almost constant use. The walkie-talkie that they carry is there. They have the car they ride in has one, and the base station has one, and they have repeaters that they got down. We have, I think, three repeaters, and we have not a repeater. They have a remote receive kind of a thing, stuff like that. It can get complex, I guess. In a little town like River Edge, you think, well, why would we need it? But there are dead spots in town where the handy talkies don't make the base station. Anyway, back to that. W2JEK.
Absolutely. All right. Very good. Just FYI, the MIRS frequencies. There are five of them, but they actually have different technical standards on several of them than others, but it's not a big deal. They're well known, they're well published, you can find them on the internet. MURS, just look up that. And you can find the frequencies, you can find the shorthand name for them, you can find the technical standards, it's pretty straightforward, meaning bandwidth and power level. Alrighty, anybody else with questions or comments for that tonight, please call K2BARWTTT.
ACT, you on hits for checking. I'm on the boat.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Paul. All is well here, and I got you. Anybody else for the net tonight, please call K2BAR.
QBAR to
Centauri. N2AL W2TTT. Do I copy N2AL W2TTT?
Oven stuffer bags. I'm just walking out now, and I didn't lose a bit of the conversation with the iPhone and EchoLink.
So you were on EchoLink earlier, but I lost the EchoLink a few minutes ago, but very good. Good hearing you. Are you in upstate New York?
No, I'm in ShopRite Paramus, and it was really eerie playing the conversation through my hearing aid via Bluetooth, and I just was remarking that the state of the art is really advancing when you can walk to the store and listen on the phone to a net going on, N2OEL.
Yeah, and you pair your phone to your Bluetooth input to your hearing aid. All right, you very good. Anybody else with comments for the net tonight? Okay, I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. Rick, give me 5 or 10 minutes just to get myself situated. Give me a call. And I'll pull up a computer. We'll compare notes. We'll figure this all out. In 10 minutes, you'll have your answers. You'll have a set of answers you can pick from. Take them back to the guys. You'll be all good. And it'll be fun. And anyway, wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, because I think between now and then we start Hanukkah. And we'll chat with everybody in the ensuing days. And we'll see everybody at the Fairlawn Center tomorrow night, too. Come as a potluck. It's fun. It's at the Senior Citizens Building, though, where they have the auction, not at the club where they normally would meet. on a Friday night. The 730 and Godspeed. This is KTPAR W2TTT. All set, clear.
KT2NKU, happy Chinooka.
Hanukkah! Hanukkah! It's on the
ha! Oh, that, but sorry I mixed it up. Anyway, very happy Hanukkah. Talk to you next week during Hanukkah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, W2TTT.
W2TTT, KB2OCJ. Hey, Gordon, what radio are you using right now? It's got a very odd sound to it. The audio characteristics are not as good as you ever were using originally.
N2OEL disconnected.
W2TTT listening.
Good evening, sir. KB2OCJ.
KB2OCJ, W2TTT. Hope you got your reading assignment all completed.
I was doing more punching holes than reading, but I did a little of both. The last radio that you used for your net has very odd audio characteristics and some sort of background noise.
I know. It's got a hot mic and it's got, what do you call it? It's got a hot mic, alternator whine, some other crud, and low voltage. Other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say alternator whine. All right, I want you to know about it.
Yeah, well, if this weekend is going to be nice, I would probably work on the truck. But since I know it's only like 50% nice, I decided to spend the weekend cleaning my shack. That involved filling several large green bags full of stuff, putting it on the curb for Monday morning collection. And a ton of stuff for paper recycling and the shredder first. So that has to be done. And then on top of that, I do that. Working on it for months and made a huge improvement just over the last couple of weeks. Another little bit. I really want to, since I have a very unscheduled weekend this weekend, I intend to take advantage of that.
Alpine's a very bad spot for my location. I said it sounds like you need a snowblower and a chipper to assist you in that project.
So that'd be for the basement. The basement, I just need a 30-yard dumpster.
Maybe the help of a little bit of C4 or tri-nitro toluene to assist the filling for that dumpster.
Well, the only problem with doing that is that it takes the rest of the house with it, and it's really not effective as a removal process. However spectacular.
Yeah, every good idea has these little minor problems. I don't know.
Exactly. All right. Well, look. Let me rock and roll here. I'm going to get to my little reading assignment here. I got to figure out how HSMM mesh works, which, by the way, would be the ideal thing to augment. That would be something we could talk about in the future, but that's a whole other problem. Anyway, 7-3 for now. We'll talk.
All righty, sir. Yeah, for some reason, it's very weak over here. The Cedar Lane Hill blocked me very badly in that direction. Have a good night. Catch up with you whenever. I'll be catching up with you on the 440 frequency. This is KB2OCJ.
All right, 7-3, Bill. Godspeed. W2TTT.
Another one. I used to go through K2 Deagle all the time as well, but the that repeater's been down for a while.